Rest assured, can I help you?
Hi, I'm calling from National Opinion Surveys. I am conducting an opinion survey and would like to ask you a few questions about issues facing your community and the nation. Let me ask you, does anyone in your household work for a news media outlet, including print, radio, an internet blog, or television station?
No.
Thank you. And well, with the next question, first, are you in place where you can talk safely and openly on your phone? I know we are calling you on your cell phone. Oh, okay. Thank you. And well, are you 18 or older and registered to vote?
Yes.
Thank you. Just to be sure we're representing everybody, may I ask your race?
African American.
Thank you. And what is your age?
60.
Thank you. I know it's still a long way off, but what are the chances that you will vote in the upcoming 2024 elections for president, Congress, and other offices? Will you definitely vote, probably vote? Are the chances 50-50, or will you probably not vote?
I will vote.
Thank you. And please rate your level of motivation for voting in this year's presidential and congressional elections in November 2024 on a scale from 0 to 10, where 0 means you are not at all motivated to vote this year, and 10 means you are extremely motivated to vote. You may use any number between 0 and 10. Thank you. And what's the reason you rated your motivation to vote at 10 extremely motivated?
Because of the environment.
Thank you. Now, thinking about the direction the country is headed in, generally speaking, are you very dissatisfied, or very dissatisfied with the direction in which the country is headed?
Satisfied.
Thank you. And generally speaking, do you approve or disapprove of the way Joe Biden is handling his job as President of the United States?
I guess I'm satisfied.
Okay, would that be, would you say that you strongly approve it, you somewhat approve, somewhat disapprove, or strongly disapprove?
I somewhat approve.
Thank you. And thinking about how the economy is going, specifically for you and your family, would you say your wages or salary is just keeping up with the cost of living, falling behind the cost of living, or rising to the point where you can't really get ahead?
It's where it needs to be for the cost of living.
There was a connection issue. Can you repeat that, or which would be your option? Keeping up, falling behind, or getting ahead?
Oh, keeping up.
Thank you. Now I'm going to read a list of different policies, issues, and concerns some people say are most important to them when considering who to vote for in the upcoming elections for Congress and President. For each, I want you to rate on a scale of 0 to 10 how important a voting issue it is for you. Use 10 if it is the most important, a 5 if it's somewhat important, and 0 if it isn't important at all. The first one is investing in our nation's infrastructure by replacing lead service pipes, providing clean water, high-speed internet across every part of the country, and repairing and replacing all bridges and roadways.
It's very important.
Thank you. And so, that very important, this issue, how would you rate it from 0 to 10?
10.
Thank you. Then the next one is passing common sense gun reforms that help to keep guns out of the hands of people who shouldn't have them.
can.
Thank you. To strengthen border security to stop illegal immigrants from crossing.
Can.
Thank you. Making college more affordable and canceling student debt.
Can.
Thank you. Investing in the childcare industry and keeping childcare centers open and more affordable for working parents.
Can.
Thank you. Stopping the censorship and whitewashing of the historic of racism and slavery in public schools.
Can.
Thank you. And protecting Social Security and Medicare.
Can.
Thank you. And thinking more broadly about the upcoming elections, what do you think the elections should be most about? You may choose two. Protecting and preserving our democracy and freedoms, stopping reproductive rights and women's equality from being rolled back, tackling inflation and improving the economy, combating the rise of white supremacy, discrimination and racism, bringing in new leadership and making change with the first woman of color president, improving K-12 public school, and making college more affordable, or stopping our hard talk for rights and freedoms for being rolled back?
All of them.
Okay. If you would have to choose one or two for being the most important, which one would you choose?
I guess democracy and freedom.
Thank you. Now, I'd like you to rate your feelings towards some people, organizations, and issues using a scale from 0 to 100, on which a 100 means that you feel very warm and favorable towards them, a 0 means that you feel very cold and unfavorable, and a 50 means that you do not feel particularly warm or cold. You may use any number from 0 to 100, depending on how you feel. If you have no opinion or have never heard of a person or organization, please say so. The first one is Michelle Obama.
100.
Thank you. Joe Biden.
50.
Thank you. J.D. Vance.
0.
Thank you. Donald Trump.
0.
Thank you. Robert F. Kennedy Jr.
0.
Thank you. Kamala Harris.
80.
Thank you. Jill Stein.
Who?
Jill Stein.
Oh, I don't know who that is. Oh, I don't know who that is.
Thank you. Republicans in Congress.
I would say maybe 60%.
60?
Yeah.
Thank you. Thank you. And I know it's still a long way off, but if the election for president were held today and the candidates were independent Robert F. Kennedy Jr., independent Cornel West, Republican Donald Trump, Democrat Kamala Harris, and independent Jill Stein, for whom would you vote? If you are undecided, please say so.
Kamala Harris.
Thank you. In general speaking, if the election for Congress were held today, for whom would you vote? The Democratic candidate or Republican candidate?
Democratic.
Thank you. As you may have heard, President Biden has decided not to run for president in 2024 and has endorsed his vice president, Kamala Harris, to be the Democratic Party candidate for president. Next, we'd like to ask whether you agree or disagree with a few statements that others have made about Kamala Harris becoming the Democratic Party's candidate for president. For each, please tell me whether you strongly agree, somewhat disagree, or strongly disagree with that statement. The first one is, I'm worried that Kamala Harris will be the victim of sexist attacks against her because she is a woman. With that, do you strongly agree, somewhat disagree, or strongly disagree?
I somewhat agree.
Thank you. Even if Kamala Harris becomes president, nothing will really get better for most black women in America.
I disagree.
Okay, would that be somewhat or strongly disagree?
I disagree.
Okay, and now that you said that you disagree, would you somewhat disagree or would you strongly disagree?
I somewhat disagree.
Thank you. And the next one is, I'm excited to have the chance to vote for a black woman for president.
I strongly agree.
Thank you. Now I'd like to read you what some issues and concerns others have mentioned as important needs to be addressing in their count in their community. For each one, please tell me who you think would be better at handling these issues, Kamala Harris or Donald Trump. The first one is the Supreme Court rolling back rights and freedoms.
Kamala Harris.
And would that be Harris much better or Harris somewhat better?
Harris better.
Okay, would be much better or somewhat better?
Oh, much better.
Thank you. Gender inequality and fighting the threats to policies that address it.
Kamala Harris, much better.
Thank you. We'll fight for people like you.
Kamala Harris, much better.
Thank you. And securing our borders.
Kamala Harris, much better.
Thank you. Next, I'm going to read you some reasons others have given for why it's important to turn out and vote in 2024. Please rate each using a scale from 0 to 10, where 10 means that it's a very convincing reason to vote, a 5 means it's a somewhat convincing reason, and 0 means it's not at all convincing reason to vote in the 2024 presidential elections. You can use any number between 0 and 10. The first one is, some politicians in Washington are trying to weaken our social safety net and have made it clear they are willing to reduce benefits for Social Security, Medicare, and Medicaid, while also raising the retirement age for future retirees. Some have even suggested forcing Social Security recipients back to work to get them off of the of entitlement programs, ignoring that we spend a lifetime earning and paying for those benefits. It's important that we vote for leaders who will protect our retirement security. How would you rate it from 0 to 10?
10.
Thank you. And the next one is, we can use our vote to improve K-12 education in our communities and grow opportunities for our young people. With our vote, we can demand more equitable education funding so that the quality of a public school isn't dependent on its zip code. We can demand higher teacher pay so that we can get the best teachers, more up-to-date technology, and better after-school activities. With the power of our vote, we can improve educational outcomes for our children.
Can.
Thank you. Sometimes, over the course of a survey, people change their minds. It's okay if you didn't, but let me ask you. Please rate your level of motivation for voting in this year's presidential and congressional elections in November 2024 on a scale from 0 to 10, where 0 means you are not at all motivated to vote this year, and 10 means you are extremely motivated to vote. You may use any number between 0 and 10.
10.
Thank you. I'm going to read you a list of sites or apps for each. Please tell me whether you have used them in the past 2 days. First one is Facebook.
Yes.
Thank you. Twitter.
No.
Instagram.
No.
TikTok.
No.
And YouTube.
Yes.
Thank you. And, well, we're just about to finish. Just the last questions. The first one is, what is the last year of schooling that you have completed? I'm going to read you some categories. Stop me when we get to your category. First to 11th grade, high school graduate, some college or vocational certificate, college graduate, bachelor's degree, postgraduate.
College graduate.
Thank you. Are you married, a married living with a partner, single, separated, divorced, or widowed?
Single.
Thank you. Do you have any children 18 years of age or younger living in your household?
No.
Thank you. And how would you describe the area where you live? Urban, suburban, or rural?
Suburban.
Thank you. Aside from weddings and funerals, on average, how often would you say you attend church or religious services? Twice a week or more, every week, once or twice a month, several times a year, hardly ever or never?
Every week.
Thank you. Thinking about your approach to political issues, would you describe yourself as very liberal, somewhat liberal, moderate, somewhat conservative, or very conservative?
Moderate.
Thank you. Which of the following best describes your work situation? Employed, retired or disabled, unemployed, student or homemaker?
Employed.
Thank you. And well, this concludes our survey. Thank you very much for your participation. Ma'am, I really do appreciate your available time and available opinion.
You're welcome.
Okay, thank you. That will be it for now, and thank you very much for answering. Have a good day. Bye for now.
You too. Bye-bye.